Hey everybody, I'm Scotty Iseri and you are listening to the Imagine Neighborhood. Do you ever get bored? Sometimes I get bored, like when I have to sit in the car for a long drive or wait in line. Today on the show, Dr. Apocalypso faces down boredom and discovers that she can conquer it with the power of imagination. All on today's episode of the Imagine Neighborhood.
I'm so bored! Cyclopia, that's my rad motorized unicycle, is getting a fresh coat of paint at the King of Painters, so I'm stuck taking the boring bus! And as if that isn't bad enough, the sign at the stop says it won't even be here for another 20 minutes! That's like, forever! But, Dr. Apocalypso, you might be thinking, can't you just play a game or text a friend? Well, imaginary voice, I would love to do those things, but on top of every squonking thing else, I left my phone in the pocket of my battle vest. And because I didn't realize I didn't have my phone, I didn't bother bringing a book. And now I am so bored that my eyeballs are going to melt out of my face like two soft-boiled eggs. I would rather be literally anywhere than here. Like, if I were at home, I could be baking my signature flambé bananas foster cream pie. Or if I had my unicycle Cyclopia, I could be out at the park practicing flips and tricks, perfecting my moves. Or if I were at the studio, I could be recording a new track with my band, the Dreadnoughts. But no! I'm stuck here, at the world's most boring bus stop, with nothing to do but imagine the things I'd rather be doing. With the...
All aboard the brain train!
Train? Oh, hey, Scotty. How come you're wearing a train conductor's uniform, and why does your voice sound different?
Oh, I'm not really Scotty. I'm just the Scotty in your imagination.
Is that why you sound so... silly?
It sure is, friendo.
Cool, cool. And, what's with this brain train? Isn't this a bus stop?
Sure, in real life, but you summoned the brain train when you started using your imagination.
Wait, I summoned this?
You sure did, pal. This time was an accident, but you can call us on purpose, too. Just use this imaginary train whistle. If you're bored, just get on board.
Wait, bored and bored? I don't get it.
Ah, yes, the feeling of being bored.
Like I'm feeling right now. So bored!
And getting on board, like to get on.
Ah, gotcha. I'm bored. So I summoned an imaginary brain train to get on board and take me... Where does this train go, anyway?
This train takes you anywhere you can imagine, from the furthest, wildest...
Anywhere is better than this bus stop. Let's go!
Well, climb aboard and be ready to be taken to a place of wondrous... Oh, you're on already.
Let's get going, man!
Where to?
Well... I was just thinking about some bananas foster cream pie. This imaginary train got a dining car or something?
Oh, I think we can do better than that. Right this way, past the Hall of Guitars.
Ooh, what's through here?
Ooh, every argument you've ever lost.
Nuh-uh. Yeah, huh. Bummer.
Frozen and ready to revisit with snappy new comebacks.
Nuh-uh, to infinity. Nice one, imaginary duck.
Now, as for that banana cream pie, what's the best part of any meal?
The action, duh. Flamethrowers, chainsaws, the delicious taste of adventure.
That's why here, on the brain train, we don't have a dining car. We have a danger kitchen. If you wanted, say, banana cream pie, you'd start by lassoing one of these wild banana beasts.
Aw, yeah!
Watch out for that poisonous fangs! Go, go, go! Go, ta-da! Cheerio!
Got one! What's next?
Ah, the malevolent manatee mafia controls the dairy industry. If you want cream for your pie, you'll have to talk with their leader.
You come to me for whipped cream on this, the day of my daughter's third grade class play.
Ooh, they're not budging. Looks like I'll have to be a little sneaky. First, I'll bungee jump down the side of this window and crawl into the air conditioner vents, then I'll lower myself down into the whipped cream vault. What the? Those rude drivers banging their horns jolted me off the brain train and right back to the bus stop. And there's still 10 whole minutes till the bus comes. Ugh. Cars are such a waste of good road. If I could get back on that brain train, I know exactly what I'd do. Wait, I can get back on the train.
If you're bored, just get on board.
Right? I just have to blow my imaginary whistle. Let's see if this works.
Brain train at your service.
Nice! So, Conductor Scotty, those cars got me thinking. What if we threw an epic motorcycle stunt show with all the sweetest souped-up bikes and stunt cars in the wasteland?
Right this way.
What a lineup!
Take your pick. We've got every vehicle you've ever seen, plus any you can imagine.
Well, of course I'm going to imagine Cyclopia. Howdy, girl! Now, how's about Count Dracula?
Present and accounted for.
But with a souped-up engine.
Oh, I love soup.
And some monster truck tires.
Now I'm a proper monster.
Oh, man. This is the best! But you know who I really wish I could take to a wild, cool stunt show again?
I think I'm smelling what you're stepping in.
You mean, he's here?
Of course. It's your imagination after all.
Giganticus? My late, great, beloved first motorcycle? Oh man, I've missed you so much! I'm still sad that I can't spend time with you out there, but I'm really happy that you're still in my imagination. I've got so much to tell you, and I gotta introduce you to Cyclopia! Here, girl, come meet Giganticus! It's okay, G. Nobody could ever replace you. And Cyclopia, you're nobody's stand-in. But you're the two coolest bikes I've ever met. And you can finally meet here in my imagination. I really think you'd hit it off if you gave it a chance. Go on, gang. Let's see those wicked flips. Look at him go. Go get him, Zach.
I'll try him.
Hey, Doc, what's up?
Shh, real life, Scotty. They're just about to clear the first spike pit.
I'm pretty sure there aren't any spike pits at this bus stop.
Bus stop? I was at an imaginary stunt show, and you were there. Well, not you, but kind of you.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to hop on the bus and tell me all about
it? Yeah, I'm coming. I can't believe the bus is here already.
Come on up. So, what about this stunt show?
You should have been there, real life, Scotty. I was on the brain train, and there was this wild banana beast, and then I got to introduce Giganticus to Cyclopia, and we were going to have the greatest stunt show ever, and Fak was there, and he had a fancy new engine and monster truck tires, and it was the best! Honestly, I was bored waiting for the bus, but now I'm kind of bummed that it's here because I was having so much fun on the brain train.
Wow. You know, Doc, there's no reason we can't ride the brain train on the bus.
What?
Yeah, it's imaginary, right? That means you can take it from anywhere to anywhere.
Wanna hitch along? We can imagine together!
How do I ever?
If you're bored, just get on board.
Oh, I like that. Okay, so, where are we headed?
Wait and see. It's gonna be super gnarly. Okay, so we're at Gigapalooza! The biggest outdoor music festival ever! Like, every single band from everywhere is here!
Every band?
Everclear!
Evermore?
Everything But the Girl?
The Everly Brothers?
Everlast? Every band!
other snacks? Because if so, I want to stop for corn dogs.
We're going to get you the finest corn dog on the Midway. And because it's my imagination, all that overpriced festival food is 100% free.
All right, corn dog.
Oh, it tastes like dreams.
Anyway, we're coming up on the main stage. And it's empty right now because it's waiting for the headlining band. There's a crowd, though. A huge crowd. And they're super excited.
Weaver!
You rock! I love you!
Oh, so what's the band? Is it Run DMC? I've always wanted to see them live.
No, you silly, tricky dude. It's Dr. Apocalypse and the Dreadnoughts! And I'm ready to take the stage.
Hello, Doc. Mind if I join you for this set?
Oh my gosh, it's Brutal Jim! Absolute Supermondo amazing guitar genius! Heck yeah! Grab an axe and jump in. You know this one!
You got it, Dr. Apocalypso.
Hey, listeners! You can join in too! Next time you're bored, just blow your imaginary whistle to come aboard the Brain Train and ride your imagination as far as it'll take you. You can invite your friends and even your grown-ups along, too. You can imagine together. Hey, Dreadnoughts, you ready?
1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
Hey, listeners, have you ever felt bored? Maybe you had to wait for a bus or wait your turn in line. And when you're bored, do you get on board your brain train? Your imagination is more powerful than any video game, more exciting than your favorite movie, and it can take you anywhere in or out of this world. Doc summoned her brain train with an imaginary whistle, but you can summon yours however you want, with a sound or a special word or just by thinking of it. And so the next time you summon your own brain train, where do you think it could take you? You can ask your grown-ups for ideas, too, or find out where they like to go on their brain trains. Psst! Hey, grown-ups, when you're bored, where does your brain train take you? And remember, if you're bored, just get on board.
Yeah! Woo!